ball downfield, and a wide open reach, dropped!
And we're here at Take It Like a Fan, Turkey Week. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Whoa.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Happy gobble.
Yep. So, I know we're going to get into your experience last night at the Monday Night Football game. Bucks-Rams. I know. It trust me, it wasn't any better sitting at home. But before that, we can get into a couple other things. Did you see it's official? Tampa Raptors?
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Raptors is official.
I thought you were going to say Charlie Morton got signed by the Braves.
No, he wouldn't cover that.
No, I wouldn't even know that.
Did you also hear the other story?
Yeah.
Randy Ozarina?
Yeah, fighting for his kid, man. Got arrested.
The star player of the world. Yeah, he got arrested for child abduction, kidnapping his own daughter.
Oh, really? From?
In Mexico.
Mexico.
Details haven't been released, but we are here to follow up report as soon as it comes out, so stay tuned.
Blake Snell. Well,
right off the bat, I would say, dude, if it gets a guy fighting for his kid, getting his kid out of Mexico, I would.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. I mean, not unless he did something like horrendously, like crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The facts haven't been out there. So
Blake Snell's on the trading block.
Yeah, he ain't going to go nowhere.
I mean, we thought that would
David He's been on the trading block since we signed him to a contract.
All right, well, if someone offers, you know, five prospects, three already, another Rays move. Yeah. Don't know if I like it.
We're going to find out.
We will find out.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about the Lightning. See all the moves the Lightning made? You know they let go of Shattenkirk.
No, I did not know
He's over at Anaheim now. But we've got Andres Borgman and Chris Gibson. And then we did a whole bunch of re-signings end of the month, I think was the last one's Maroon and Shen.
Yeah, I heard about Maroon.
So they've done a pretty good job keeping the team together. Like I said, Shattenkirk is...
Their core is still there, so that's the main thing.
Exactly.
Vasilevsky in their starting line.
Exactly.
But
they'll always produce players. So
we know when it comes to being playoff hockey that it's not just your core guys, it's the guys who can step up.
That's the whole thing is development. They have a good development situation or they wouldn't be here now.
Yeah, the two players they signed spent most of their time in the minors, we'll call it. But then I think they had little stints, one with Toronto, one with the Islanders, if I'm correct.
If you're correct. Could be wrong, but if he
chances are not. If you look at our FanDuel scores for the week, I wasn't wrong there.
I don't know.
And
did you win?
Yes, I did. I had, well, you know what? I have it pulled up just so we could talk about it.
Okay.
Let's see. This was the game where I was with Dog, and I maxed out the week at 116 points, 116.92.
Not too shabby.
I shit the bed with T.Y. Hilton and Hines from the Colts.
Hmm. Yeah.
Nakeem Hines or whatever his name is, the running back. Yeah, they got me a total of like 4 points. So
I was weak in the one against Bo.
So was I. You know what? Saturday night, I even was right there. I was like, fuck, I got to take out DeAndre Swift because he mm-hmm. just went out the night before, and mm-hmm. I swear I took him out. But for some reason, he got locked in my roster, so I had a blank zero from a guy that sat out the whole time, and I still beat you.
Well, really? No, you didn't because I got 116 points with my best roster.
That doesn't make sense. You can't get two rosters to our one.
Well,
then we have a combined score with our both rosters, so you still lost. This.
When someone is up 6.5 to 2 to 1, and they're picking
it's only
everything
5.5.
Right. They're the only ones that pick the Gator right loss. They're the only ones, I mean, eventually
but you
I
haven't beat
get a
me
bonus.
In FanDuel. You don't get a bonus for anything.
Well, we just go into this week. So I'm 1-1 for the weekend then.
Why can't we get on the same FanDuel where we're all on the same
head? Honestly, the honest answer to that question is I don't know.
That's not a good answer.
Do we need fans to partake in it?
I have a contest where you guys have set up an account now, right, for yourselves?
Yep.
Right.
Actually, we can do this now because I can set up a contest, I think, where you can do as low as 20 people to max of 100, I guess, or a few thousand.
Well, we got to have 20 entries in there.
I'd keep it.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to fill all the entries. It's just – but you just keep giving it out. You send out the link, obviously, on social medias.
See, this is what I don't like about that. You might fill out more teams than one on different emails.
But I won't. Because I'll have only one entry that you'll see.
Not the right one. See? Yeah. We know how this goes.
You guys act like I cheat. All right. Well, other than that,
So I'm 2-0 in FanDuel.
No, you're not.
How? I beat you twice.
Dog didn't even play the first week.
I beat you last week.
So we threw. No, we all agreed to throw it out.
I didn't agree to that. I'm still counted as a win. And wins are hard to come by nowadays in Tampa Bay, so.
You guys.
I'm taking my W.
You guys.
Yeah, they are hard to come by, aren't they?
I do have a stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
All right, give me your stat of the day real quick.
The Gators rolled up 586 yards on offense on Saturday. Did. Eighth time in 33 games under Dan Mullen, who's 27-6. They have amassed 500-plus yards against an SEC opponent. In previous 10 seasons, 2008-17, they had 500 yards versus the SEC opponent seven times.
Huh.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Gators on a roll.
Nice. Yeah, they are playing good. That's the only team that won for me this week.
We got Kentucky this week. I know. That's
I took L's in fantasy. All three of my
fantasy
leagues.
Well, I got a W right here. So I'm
I probably took an L in our picks.
That's the main important one.
Yeah, FanDuel, I took an L.
I think you did take an L in the picks, by the way. But anyways,
I took
ahead.
An L in everything. I just
– Yep.
Well, that kind of leads us into the next topic is everybody knows.
Taking
Bucks,
an L.
Bucks play the Rams, Monday Night Football. We were excited going into it, not so excited coming out of it.
I looked great in those pewter uniforms last night. Check out the Twitter page, and you can see Dog himself in action before the game.
Was that before the game?
Yeah.
Already?
Yep. Yeah, it was before
really?
The game.
Hopped out of the truck.
Hopped out of the truck, threw the shades on, put the chain on.
Feeling good.
Definitely shotgun a brew, maybe two.
Yeah.
Not going to say.
Bush lattes?
Oh, yeah, Bush lattes were flowing.
Perfect. So there was 20,000 people there last night, huh?
And I drank 20,000 brews. No, I'm just kidding.
So 20,000 people. And I tell you, even the announcers, like I said to you guys outside, they were saying, I don't know if we're pumping crowd noise or if the Tampa fans are just alive right now.
Can you hear it in my voice a little bit? I mean, I feel a little raspy.
Yeah? What do you think? Well, were they pumping
I
crowd
think
noise?
It was a little bit of a munch. I mean, there were some people out there that were making noise, but I don't think – the way they're spread out is I don't think the noise was believable. I think it was coming through the speakers.
Yeah.
But then
but
again –
it's blended
in
very
hold
well.
On. But then again – I don't, Chip, you haven't, when's the last time you've been to a home game? It's been.
Well, it was packed last time I was there, so I mean.
Okay, so yeah. The last time we went to home games, like normal, last year, you will get people when it's stirred down that stand up.
Yes.
And
I'm one
scream
of them.
And
I'm
holler,
one
right?
I'm one of them.
Same here.
When you're at the game.
Same exactly. As Bo. But when it's filled like that.
Uh-huh. That's a little different.
No, because not everyone is cheering, screaming, getting loud. They just maybe stand and watch the game while everyone else is chanting.
Like, one, you know, one time.
Is it only 20,000 people that are screaming at the top of their lungs like that?
Over the TV, it sounded like a regular game. So it made me think that they had to be pumping some crowd noise in. But, like, one part of the games that would always get me that I never understood why people didn't stand up is if the other team's kicking off to us. Stay seated, let our players do our thing, stay quiet, right? But if we're kicking off, stand up. Make some noise to get this game started.
Yeah, but every kickoff we do is a touchback.
Well, maybe we need that's one.
And you know,
in
really,
my opinion, that's one
you know,
rule
really
to change.
Ticked me off last night is we stood up on third down and made noise, and it was about the fifth time in a row where they just kept converting, and I said, fuck that.
Yep, kept going. Hey, I wonder why that is. Even they were talking about get out of the nickel. Get out of the nickel.
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
They're playing COVID prevent defense.
I mean,
stay 6 feet.
I mean, you got Cooper Kupp and
Robert
Woods.
They're killing us.
They're both fast, but they haven't done that this year.
Yeah.
They've done it in the past. They're capable.
Did more than 150 yards, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
one was like 120. The other one was like 140, 150.
Well, okay. So
but still,
yeah,
those are
still,
great games, solid
digits.
Games.
Yeah. And to have both your receivers triple digits?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not a happy day for the Bucs fans.
Not a good day for those DBs.
Mm-mm. However, I will say this. The most frustrating thing for me was a professional football player of Fournette's caliber dropping three passes. I mean, he did this to us the last game, too. I think he dropped one or two. They're hitting you in the hands, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's frustrating. I thought the play calling was the bigger offensive play calling was the bigger issue. Defense kind of turned it around the second half.
Yeah.
You know,
they
lit up 10 points, but
I know, but they're going like they even I'm thinking it. And even the announcers are talking about it, like at the Tony Romo and all them saying they have no run game right now. They didn't. They had 5 yards coming out.
Well, it doesn't take an announcer to tell you that.
But I'm saying, then set your defense accordingly.
They can't.
I don't get it.
There's not really too many audibles on defense. Well, I don't know. It's gotten so far away from themselves.
I mean,
there's no identity.
They were so dominant up front that they should have been able to pass protect better than this. They just should have.
I mean,
period.
Aaron Donald didn't get a sack or a tackle.
Nothing, dude. I think he had.
No, he didn't get not a. He didn't record a single stat.
Really? Guy was probably double.
I think that's I think that's the past two games for that guy.
Really? Well, he was double. They were talking about him being triple teamed in the last game.
So you got to highlight the good things on the offensive line. But
how many wide receiver screens did we run in the first half last night?
Probably 6.
Did you not think that was more than enough than we needed to run?
Yeah.
What was stupid is it's 4th and 1, and you do a wider screen. Bubble screen type deal.
Exactly.
It's like,
and then our players trip over each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a classic. Yeah, no, it was a bad day altogether. I will say that a good thing came out of it. Like I told you, we got some Patriot fans that are
coming
right over to the bandwagon.
I thought Mike Evans played a pretty good game. Chris Godwin, they both showed some.
His touchdown was pretty impressive.
Both of them were. Both of them were. They both. You know,
Godwin's was too, yeah.
Said get big to everyone else on the team, running people over,
yeah.
Diving for the touchdown.
That was another thing. If it's working, keep working it. They threw like they did 5 plays to AB in a row. It was working. Keep going. Yeah.
I mean, but then again, that's something I want to talk about too. I feel like one of the things that we do is, you know, we run away from the run game.
I agree.
I don't know why.
Because we want that big play. Well, they want the big play.
Did the O line play soft?
They did. I mean, he had time. The problem is I don't know if it's just lack of time between Brady and the receivers together. Still, I know that plays a role, but he was on the 2 interceptions, especially to end the game. The last 2 interceptions, they were
horrible.
Not even close.
No. So is it offensive play calling that needs to be
changed?
It's
just well, you know what? I can rewind the tapes and go back to day one. Where you were stoked for him to get here, but I told you guys it's going to take time. It's still taking time. You can tell this team has they don't have the chemistry they need to have to be that kind of
is
team.
Is AB getting too much love?
It's not
a crystal ball.
It's not a crystal ball. It's obvious. There's no preseason, no OTAs.
Everybody knows that, but I'm saying
so
you would expect it to go smoother and quicker with caliber of Tom Brady and caliber of the receiving core that we have.
You expect it to, but at the same time, it's going to take time.
Do you think AB is getting too much love?
No.
No.
I just think the play calling needs to be different. It needs to be ran differently.
So you're telling me
the guy's a stud, bro. I mean, I know he's had his
issues. I get it.
He has a history,
but
he's a stud on the field.
How smart can he learn the playbook? How
that's
quick can
that's,
he pick up the chemistry?
That's another thing. That's a whole other thing.
Looking pretty good last night.
Yeah, because Tom's throwing the ball to him.
Quick slant routes.
15 times a game.
Deep ball was it hit his hands.
I would make him do kick returns, punt returns.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You keep practicing. Why is Scotty getting 1 target a game?
I don't understand.
Against the Raiders, he balled.
That's a whole other thing. Is they pushed him back when AB came in. AB should be out there earning his keep.
Exactly. So
he
AB
did have a year off of football. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the guy.
I think he is. You see him in there doing his blocks. I mean, he's doing his thing.
He is, but this team was a lot better without him. It seems like.
Whoa.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more this and that going around on the offense.
I'm gonna put one on the defensive line. I'm gonna put
the whole defense.
Because some
you
of the guys play good. Some guys play
timing,
good.
If timing's off
but
on the receiving core, it's not on the receivers. I don't think.
Jared Goff didn't even have a green grass stain on his white Rams jersey.
Oh, I know.
Didn't get touched.
Brady lasted 2 minutes.
Now, Domica Sue, where you at, big guy? Nakeem Roaches, where you at, big guy? Will Golston, where you at?
JPP had a good night. Still.
JPP, I mean,
he's the only one having a good.
He's the only one that really gives it
110%
every time,
bro.
Every play.
I have a question to ask.
Yeah,
is Shaq Barrett on this team next year?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Because, I mean, he's so. At, I think, what, six sacks? Six and a half, maybe.
I think seven and a half is leading right now the team with JPP.
Yeah, but I think
we're not getting our money's worth for him.
Well, we're not. That's why we didn't pay him that money, because you obviously know if he was really about that, he would have 13 sacks right now, and he would be leading the league, and he'd be going back after his record.
What
at
changed?
20.
What do you think's changed from our defense from last year?
There's just so much.
Doesn't look as good a shape as he did last year.
No, by any means. I think there's just more film on him. There's techniques that guys. Okay, if you go high, he's going to beat you inside. If you go low, he's going to beat you out. He's going to do a spin move. Whatever.
I am totally good with our front four. I just am. Their run game was nil.
We're missing our key piece.
You want to know why our run game is good? The defense run game, because our DBs are playing by the CDC guidelines. They are playing 6 feet away from every wide receiver.
No, I think they think it's 60, because this prevent thing where they.
So why run the ball?
Why run the ball? More frustrating is that
still
of
number
they
one
show
rush
you
defense.
The yellow
That's
line
the whole
for
thing.
The first down, right? They show you the yellow line on TV, obviously, and when you have the players that are like third and two, right. Third and three,
they're behind it,
and you got behind. I'm talking 5 to 10 yards behind it.
That's not giving up the big play, but they're giving up everything underneath.
Yeah, and they're just walking on down the field.
Goff had 3 or 4 seconds to find the open receiver for him to run his route, and then, boom, he's open because we're playing that soft-ass zone.
Monty Kiffin somewhat did that back in the day.
Yeah, but he had a pass rush.
But we were so good on a short field, man. I mean, if you look at Ronde Barber's interceptions, I mean, Derek Brooks' interception,
they're on them like glue. They're not jumping up and making a play.
But the short field creates them able to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's just with defense nowadays anyways, just because of that's how the game's changed. It's spread out. It's like college in a sense. There's packages, 5 wide receivers, you know. Offense is different this year. It's not the same NFL – ground and
I mean,
like
dude,
teams
you just gotta
beaten.
Be ready for everything. You gotta be ready for Patrick Mahomes. You gotta be ready for Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I mean, teams even with Derrick Henry. Look at Tannehill. He's still Tennessee. They're still doing. Their pass game is pretty good. They're changing it up. It's not the same offense. But to mention that, the Bucs ran 67 plays last night. Right. We only motioned 6 out of the 67 plays last night. Motion.
Is that right?
Motion. A guy motioned across.
Full
not
okay,
audible.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
audible. It's motion.
Not good. That's not good.
That's one dimensional right there.
You can't really motion when you got an empty backfield either, which I think they've done a handful of times.
They did
already.
A handful of that last night, too.
I don't get it. Why make Tom throw 40-plus passes every game?
We're shady. When you have two running backs that can't catch a ball, why isn't he in there? At least give him an attempt. Give him a chance. Like, use him on third down and screens.
I did
that
see
should
him
be designed
all
for. I thought that's why.
Yesterday, well, like, why? I agree 100%.
Why not use him? It's like he's had, I think, one play since the Raiders game.
Yeah. I don't get it either, unless he's hurt and they just haven't put him on the
They're just
list.
Trying to get way too cute.
Well, Fournette was killing me. Like I said, the defense, other than the backs, they let me down a little bit, but I wasn't too upset with it. But I was just flabbergasted by how bad our offense looked.
I was flabbergasted that Matt Gay made those crucial field goals last year.
Of course they're going to sign a week ago.
Yeah, and last year the guy just completely sucked inside the 30.
Yeah. Bombed, literally over and over.
Whatever. I don't get it.
All right, so what do you guys say? Let's do our picks real quick, go through them, and then take a quick break. Come back. We already know FanDuel. Chris beat me. Bo beat me, and I beat Dog. Are we not going to keep track of those? Okay, no big deal.
No big deal. Maybe next year.
All right, let's rip through this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you're taking away one of my wins, so I'm not keeping track.
COVID.
Seattle COVID. Knocks out Arizona Thursday night. Philly loses to Cleveland. Atlanta beat up by New Orleans. Washington takes out Cincy. Carolina blanks Detroit. Pittsburgh over Jax.
Wow, Detroit got shut out.
Yeah, 20-0. 27-3. Jax almost got shut out too. Overtime win for Tennessee over Baltimore. New England hurting.
Yeah, they are.
Loses to Houston. Denver takes Miami. Did you see your boy got taken out for Fitzmagic.
He almost came back and did it, though.
He did. It was close. Chargers knock off the Jets. What are they, 0-10 now or 0-9 and 0-10?
0-10.
10, right?
Owen. Like Owen.
Owen. Ofers. Green Bay loses the overtime win. Thank you. And Dallas knocks off Minnesota. KC knocks off Las Vegas. Not by much. We'll see you guys next week. And then the loss of the day. Tampa Bay loses to the Rams.
That Dallas-Minnesota game was trash.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I hate Dallas.
So, what's the deal?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, coming down to the points, all right.
45 to 50, we have 51.
Dog
finally gets a mark on the board.
The win.
God.
Nice.
That one feels good.
So what is it now?
That feels good.
5.5 to 2 to 2.
5.5 to 2 to 2. All right, cool.
Wow. All
right, let's go through and make picks for next week.
We got three on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Are we going to – I think we should – are we going to do what we said last week?
What's that?
Put a spread on one of the Thursday night turkey games.
You want to do that?
Instead of doing our Monday night turkey game.
Oh, okay.
Or our Monday night spread.
It's up to you, man. Whatever you want to do, it's your show.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, dog threw it out there. I'm good with that. We can pick. I'll even let you pick the game, dog, whichever one you want to do, bud.
Yeah, you're a winner.
Let's do that good old Washington-Dallas game. All right.
Negative six.
All right, Houston at Detroit. Detroit just got blanked. Houston beat New England. I'm riding the Houston train.
I'm taking Detroit again.
Houston.
Yeah, I'm taking Houston.
Washington football team going to Dallas, even though your boy in Dallas looked pretty good.
I'm going with Alex Smith, man.
Of course you are.
I'm going with Alex Smith.
Washington, please. Baltimore.
Does Pittsburgh stay in the pit? Undefeated?
No, I'm going Baltimore because I don't want them to stay undefeated anymore. Baltimore.
Yeah, short week. I'm rolling Baltimore too.
They're number three in the division.
Go for it, bro. Which one are you taking?
I'm rocking with Big Ben, man. That Pittsburgh defense is nice.
Okay.
And then we're doing points on that game, aren't we?
No, we're doing. He wants to do the other one.
Points on the Washington Cowboys game.
Well, you got to do points.
Okay, then I'm gonna say. Oh, you know, I'm not doing this. You guys go first.
Okay, I'll do.
I'm going 37.5.
I was
going to
say 33.
You can say 33. It's a free show.
What'd you say?
37.5.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing?
Stick it
33.
Lower scoring game than that, boys. I think it's going to be like a 17 to 10 or so. I'm going 27.
Wow. All
right. Vegas. Heading to Atlanta.
The Raiders.
Raiders across the board. Chargers head to Buffalo.
I'm going Bills Mafia.
I agree. Yep. Bills across the board. Giants in the Cincy. That was brutal.
I'm going White Lightning.
Of course.
Danny Giants.
Yeah, Burrow got smacked. Or I guess his knee.
He's done.
Yeah.
See you next year, kid. Recover quick.
Maybe.
Healthy.
Maybe. Tennessee. Oh, this
is a good one.
Indy.
Tennessee's got
this one.
You think so?
Because Colts beat them the first game. They always split.
They do. But I think this year is different.
Go Carolina Colts. Going to Minnesota. Minnesota says, thank you, boys.
Do we get Christian McCaffrey back in Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I don't think so. I don't even know if they're going to come back. They'd be smart to just shut him down.
I just hate Kirk Cousins. I just hate him.
I know.
But we're going to go with Dalvin.
Okay.
That's who I go. I'm not going with Kirk Cousins. I'm going Dalvin.
I know. I hate that. I hate Kirk Cousins.
Arizona cruising over to New England. Now it's going to be cold now, boys.
I'm taking Kyler.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona.
Miami, New York. Welcome to 0-11.
Hold on.
No,
nah,
it's Miami.
Hold on, Miami.
The Branch heading to Jacks.
I feel like this is a trap.
No, I know. I kind of want to say that, too.
It is, but Browns are going to win.
I'm going Brownies.
Browns all the way.
Saints, Denver. Denver came, knocked off Miami, but they ain't going to do nothing for the Saints.
What's the weather like?
I don't think
it's I don't know. You can't really see that far in the future.
I think Winston will now be your starting quarterback, though.
Fuck the Saints. I'm going Denver.
Okay. Denver.
You said Denver, too?
Yes.
Okay.
San Fran. Los Angeles Rams.
Rams. You know Rams, yeah. Fuck the Rams. Stupid idiots.
I guess Rams.
Kansas City, Tampa Bay. I'm going to ask.
I'm taking KC.
No, I swear to God, you better not have KC written down on that paper.
It's reverse psychology, because if I win,
I'm going
that's
Bucks.
A good game for me. Yeah, but if
of
I,
course
I'd
you're
rather
going
lose.
Bucks, dog.
I'm going Bucks all day.
You guys chose the Bucks every week.
Yeah. No
time
shit.
To do something different, because they ain't doing it.
You're literally
yep.
taking Kansas City.
Yep. I need to win.
And, that, and it's at the Bucks' expense you're going to get it. It doesn't matter if they lose or not. You write down Tampa Bay.
Nope.
Change your pick.
Nope. They don't earn my pick yet.
Change your pick.
No, it's my pick.
Bro.
It's my pick.
We dog? We got those Dominion machines in here. This shit's crazy right now.
Chicago is going to Green Bay. Green Bay's pissed.
I'm taking Green Bay. Mr. Rogers.
Green Bay as well. And last game of the week, Monday night matchup. Seattle going to Philly. Seattle is beyond ready for this.
I'll be very surprised.
They have an extended week, too.
If Philly wins.
I'd be surprised if they get a touchdown. Seattle.
The next five of their – any other five last games after this one. I'm going Seattle.
Points. Right. Or I guess
points.
We're not
yeah,
doing
we already did the points yep. on the Thursday game.
All right.
Anything else for this first segment? What else we got? Talk Lightning. Tampa Raptors, welcome to town. Fournette, you're killing me.
We got some shiny helmets right here.
We do have shiny
helmets. Well, there's one shiny helmet.
One shiny helmet and then two really cool red ones.
And a gold glove and a puck and a stick.
Ready to go. I know you've had some fan love so far, but I think what we're going to do is start next week. We got to pick two fans per week to get them all out by Christmas. All
right. How's Twitter looking? Bo?
He don't know.
Twitter?
How's Twitter looking?
It's been pretty quiet lately.
Pretty quiet.
Well, I'm only doing Florida promotions, so, I mean, it's everybody in Florida. It's getting like a 1,400 per impressions, but I'm just not seeing a visual response.
I got to tell you, man, we started this whole deal because we just enjoyed talking Tampa Bay sports, enjoyed debating it, enjoyed arguing it, looking forward to talking to some fans, which we are starting to do a little bit more, and I'm looking forward to us keep doing that. But I've been listening to the episodes. Sound better. We're getting better. For starting this thing out, for not knowing what the hell we were doing, period.
We still don't.
Yeah, we still.
We never will.
Which is true.
I don't know what I'm doing day to day.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, though?
I get paid money to do stuff.
I don't like the guys that are like, you know, there's two people that call the game. There's one guy that's got a little bit of playing time or, you know, significant amount. And then the other guy is just an absolute nonchalant joker.
Agreed.
And I just hate hearing those guys talk. So if they can do it, we can do it.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
At least we're
willing
to admit who we are.
We used to practice at night with the lights off.
And catch routes.
And catch routes, not even knowing where the ball's coming, but the ball would be
there.
Did
you walk to school 3 miles in the snow with no shoes, too?
Uphill and then home downhill.
We used to take batting practice in the middle of the night with a blindfold on us.
Really?
Wonder how we hit the long ball.
Sometimes we wouldn't even use equipment at all.
You brought up something good, though.
Sometimes we wouldn't even use a football at all. We'd just go out there and just throw it and be 100-yard passes.
So we were at Buddy's house the other day, and Bo picks up a wiffle ball. And he tries to show me his knuckle.
You know? I did not.
Dude,
all right, I'm going to end this conversation right now.
Don't. I want to tell Dog about it. Take your finger off. He tries to throw the knuckler. And it was a nice knuckleball. It really was. But wasn't even really close to us. So he starts walking away. I pick it up, right? Now, understand there's a pool in a bird cage between me and Bo at this point.
Okay.
I take it. perfect trajectory. It's like I saw it. It's like I was like Russell Wilson or something like that. And it just, but I did it with the curveball. I threw it with the curve, dog. So it would come back down after that. Yep. After the birdcage went
that's
up.
Exactly
the
what happened.
Bo reaches out like he's going to catch it. All of a sudden, last second curve.
Yep.
Bam.
It curves twice. Curveballs curve twice, right?
Right into the face.
They curve twice.
Right into the face.
Now it's on the face?
I mean, okay, sorry. The forehead. Forehead, side of the head, whatever. And he literally argued with me for an hour talking about it skipped off the birdcage. Yeah, you did.
So curveball curves twice.
Is this
mine did, obviously.
Yours curved twice.
Is this what you guys do
at work
throughout the week? Yep.
Yes.
Pretty much. Tomorrow should be pretty busy.
You guys looking for help?
It is a busy day tomorrow. we're stacked tomorrow. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
See you.
All right. We are back.
Yes, sir.
I know you're taking a break this week from the Who Am I or Would You Rather, right?
Yeah, I just I get too fired up and I can't think about anything else.
You're flustered. I get it. What about you over there?
You guys are going to work together on some trivia tonight since you guys can't seem to get any of my trivia answers. So I figure I'd just pair you guys up and then you guys can go through a list and see if you guys can get the players.
Okay, well, good. Well, I guess it's okay that dog's taking a week off because I know he likes the movie trivia. He wants me to keep doing that. So I was going to bust out some of that. But then I have a five-part trivia.
We don't have time for five parts. Only four.
No, we only do one part today. Do it for the next 5 weeks.
Nah, that's blasphemy.
Oh, there's a big deal at the end, but whatever. Right. Whatever.
And I think we got our Seattle buddy calling later.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk to Neek later about his Seattle.
Seattle buddy that's in Vegas.
Because they're heading to Philly for Monday.
You know what's funny is that I called him the other day, and I was like, what are you doing? He was like, just watching film. I was like, what? And I go, yeah. I go, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm just watching Seahawks highlights from last week's game. He's like, I got to know why we didn't win. I get the same way.
Oh, you got to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to know what he has on his all 22s about their.
Well, let's see what his plans are for next Monday night. Maybe he's got to walk his dog.
And maybe.
Do his hair.
Maybe.
And then we can fill him in when we talk to him on Tuesday. We'll let him know how the game went.
Take the trash out.
All right, so, Bo.
All right.
You want to start us off?
Busted!
These aren't Bo's Buccaneer brain.
They're all Buccaneer.
It is Buccaneer.
They're all Buccaneer brain busters.
Bo Buccaneer.
These are all these are all non-current players. So like there's nobody that's on this that's a current player. Just so you know.
Okay.
So
how many questions are there? Out of curiosity.
Well, you're gonna have we're gonna go ahead and there's a list of 10.
Okay.
I want you guys to at least name 7 of the top 10 all-time leaders in rushing.
Okay. So
7 out of 10.
Work done.
No, give me a second. Okay. It's under a minute.
Under a minute?
Under a minute. Can I get a timer, please?
Me and you are
so
teaming up.
We're teaming up, yes. We're doing this one together. So we gotta do a minute. Hold on.
Okay, can we split years and you take the early years and I'll take the
What do you mean by early years?
You know.
No, I don't.
Come on.
What does that mean?
Come on.
No. I don't understand what that means.
The creamsicle years.
All right.
Can you put a timer on the screen so everybody can see it?
I can't actually, but I got it right here.
Okay.
All right. So go again. Tell us what we are listing. Top
10. Well, there's a category of 10. The top 10 leading rushers all time in Buccaneer history, non-to-date players.
Okay. So do you mind if I kick us off with a whole bunch right out the gate?
You got to hit start.
Go for it.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Start.
Yeah. I'll clean up the last 20.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Go.
All right. I'm going to go into Dunn.
Dunn's one.
Pittman.
Pittman's one.
James Wilder.
James Wilder's one.
Cadillac.
Cadillac's one.
Mike Allstott?
Mike Allstott's another.
Okay.
You got 5.
LeGarrette Blount, is by any chance?
LeGarrette Blount is not an option.
Okay.
Eric Rett.
Rhett, yeah.
No, Rhett's one.
What's that other gator? Other gator. Come on. Damn it. So we got 6 so far. And we got
20, don't just stop at seven either, because if you can go more than seven, you know. But
I can't think of anybody else. Why can't I think?
Not
of
Ernest Graham.
Ernest Graham. Who was I was thinking of this?
Thomas later. Jones.
Not active.
Thomas, I don't know.
Okay, there's the minute.
Well, you said not Ernest Graham, and Ernest Graham was on there.
Oh, well,
so we got Ernest Graham. Then, so we got seven.
But you said not Ernest Graham.
Come
so
on,
give us
man.
The other, so give us the other
I'll
three.
Give you the rundown from top to bottom.
All right, go
James
for it.
Wilder was one. Mike Allstott, two. Warwick Dunn, three. Doug Martin, four. Carnell Williams at five. Michael Pittman at six. Reggie Cobb at seven. Ricky Bell at eight. Eric Redd at nine. Ernest Dodge Ram Graham at 10.
God, dude.
How do we not think of Doug Martin, too?
I don't know. Ricky Bell? I was like, oh, yeah. they might get this one off.
Dodie Martin.
All right. Category two. We're going to go for the top seven.
We're doing another one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we're going to go for the top. And again, this is, you know, players that aren't playing anymore. So think about everybody. Like, not even Winston's not even on this list.
Okay.
So just.
Give it to me again. Top.
Top 10 passing leaders.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Go.
Doug Williams.
One.
Vinny Testaverde.
There's two.
DeBerg, Steve Young, Brad Johnson.
Four. Five.
Jeff Garcia.
Wait.
Garcia.
You said Steve Young?
Yeah.
He's not on here.
Okay. DeBerg was on there, though.
Sean said Jeff Garcia, so that's
Sean
one. Yep.
King.
DeBerg's on there. Sean King is on there. He's at the bottom.
Josh Freeman
is on there. There's your seven. Keep going. You got three more.
You said you got Jeff Garcia?
Yep.
Okay. Brian Greasy,
there's eight.
Rob Johnson. No, I'm just kidding.
Brad Johnson? Did we say Brad Johnson already?
You got
Trent
Brad Johnson.
Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer is on there. You guys won't get this one. I'll give you the years, 92 to 94.
'92 to '94.
You're never gonna get it because I've never even heard of this guy either.
What's his initials?
CE.
Don't know.
Craig Erickson.
Craigie.
I've never even
my
heard
guy.
Of that. All right, so we killed that
round. Pretty good that one.
Yeah, we killed
pretty
that round.
Pretty good that one. All right, let's go. Let's do receiving. Let's keep it on the offense side since we don't really have
receivers?
Much of an offense lately. Yep.
Okay.
We're gonna do top 10 receiving all time leaders in receiving.
Ready? Jarvicious.
Go.
Galloway.
Hold on. Jarvicious?
Yeah. Galloway.
He is not on there. Galloway is on there.
Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson is on there.
I'm trying to go back to the
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn should be on there.
Keyshawn is on there.
Keenan McCardell
is not on there, surprisingly.
Really?
Joey Galloway.
I got that one.
Antonio Bryant
is not on the list.
Jacquez Green, Riddell Anthony.
They are not on the list.
Not on the list? I'm blanking right now. We got 10 seconds left.
Come on, man. You got to.
I blanked.
Oh, man.
Three of them, I'm kind of curious of how they're on there, but.
All right, give it to us.
Hold on. Can I get the last one in before?
Here's
a draft pick. LSU, Michael Clayton.
Oh.
Michael Clayton is not on here.
Yeah, dude.
All right, well, who's left
so
on
you
that
guys,
list?
You guys had Vincent, Joey, and Keyshawn, right?
Yeah.
Here's the list from top to bottom. At one, you have James Wilder, two, Mark Carrier, three, Warwick Dunn, four, Mike Allstott, five, Keyshawn, six, Kevin Howe, seven, Michael Pittman, eight, Jimmy Giles, nine, Vincent Jackson, and 10, Joey Galloway.
I didn't even think about Allstott and Dunn being used.
They caught a lot of passes out of the backfield.
But you said receivers.
Receiving.
Top receiving.
Top receiving.
So it could have been tight ends, too?
Yeah, but there's not. I think Jimmy Giles was the tight end, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why.
What's your next category?
I was thinking of straight wide receivers.
What's your next category?
Here we go. We'll do interceptions.
Okay, so we know who the top dog is.
So that one you guys completely bombed. So far, I'll say you're 2 for 3.
We're 2 for 3?
I'm just going to give you the other one because he said Ernest Graham, but he said not Ernest Graham, and you said you would have took it. So
I wonder how the crowd is listening to this, how they're doing.
I'm just going to be a nice guy. All right.
All right, Bucks
all time leaders in interceptions. Go.
Okay, you got. Oh, hang on. You got Barber. You got
Lynch.
Lynch.
Kelly.
Jackson.
Lynch is okay. Lynch and Kelly are on there.
Jackson.
Jackson.
Dexter Jackson.
He is not on the list.
Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib is on the list.
Derek Brooks.
Tanard Jackson.
Five. Tanard Jackson is not on the list.
Shelton Quarles.
Donnie Abraham.
Shelton Quarles is not on the list. Donnie Abraham is on the list. There you go. That was the token hidden player.
Okay. How many is that?
You got six right now.
Who was the guy that he was a cornerback early 90s? He was shut down. Bell? No, not Bell. Like number 26.
Oh, I can't. No.
One, two.
God, I can't think of his
name. These four, I don't. I mean, wait, how many guys got? Six?
We got six.
There's four left.
Jeff Gooch, Barrett Rude.
How did I know? I miscounted.
No, you're done.
Okay.
All right, who were they?
Yeah, top you had Rondé. Second was Donnie. Third was Cedric Brown. Four was Mike Washington. Five was Derek Brooks. Six was John Lynch. Seven was Brian Kelly. Eight was Aqib Talib. Nine was Henry Hamilton. And 10 was Mark Kootenai. Oh, he also tied with Ricky Reynolds as well.
Ricky Reynolds.
That's who you're thinking. That
no, I wasn't.
You did the Fox game.
Or it might have been Ricky Reynolds. It might have been. No, I think it was Washington. I don't know.
Yeah, we sucked on that one.
So now you're 2 for 4. Let's do one more.
What do you mean we got? We needed to get 7, right?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Sacks?
One more.
We're gonna do one more.
Sacks and then pancakes.
I don't have pancakes. We can do sacks though. We'll give you guys sacks, right, so and this is it right here. This is the game breaker. We're gonna
go
top 10 career sacks of all time.
Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp,
Leroy.
That's the top three right there.
Brad Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper.
Booger McFarland.
Booger.
Booger is not on there.
Riggin Upshaw.
Riggin Upshaw is not on there.
Was Brooks on there? Brooks got some sacks.
Derek Brooks.
Brooks is not on here.
Rondé Barber.
Shelton Quarles is not on
here. Donnie Abraham used to come
in. Rondé Barber is on the list. That's five.
Lynch.
John Lynch is not on here.
Barber? I mean, Abraham?
Donnie Abraham, not on the list.
Gerald McCoy.
He's on the list.
20
seconds.
But not active anymore.
Come on, you should. There's at least one, two.
Was Quan Alexander on it?
No.
Yeah.
It's about two,
Barrett
maybe
Rude.
Three. No.
Hardy Nickerson.
Hardy Nickerson.
Simon Piscitelli.
No.
Really? Chris Conte.
And
we're done.
Damn.
Give it to us.
Top of the list was Leroy Salmon. Second, Warren Sapp. Three was Simeon Rice. You guys had him. Mm-hmm. Four was David Logan. Five was Gerald McCoy. Six, Chidi Ahanotu.
Chidi.
Seven, Brad Culpepper. Eight, Rondé Barber. Nine, Borderick Thomas. And 10 was Greg Spiers.
Greg Spiers. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
My trivia kind of goes along with that. So I'm going to roll into the five part first.
So I still stay undefeated in a trivia game.
Yeah, no, that was a good one, though. That was a good one because that does test knowledge.
See, that's what I meant to do last week when I told you I found that, but I just had to figure out how to break it down.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, I'm going with that flow, same flow. I'm testing your knowledge.
Great.
Are we on a team, or
do I gotta go dog? You ask somebody, like an old baseball guy, and you say, who was playing second base 1963 World Series, got the last out of the game, blah, blah, and he can boom, boom, boom. And that's impressive, right? I say that's what Google's for. I bring it back to basics. I'm going to do, there is 11 starters. I'm only doing starters. Okay, started in the lead of the roster, the depth chart. 11 on offense, 11 on defense.
Sure.
A couple special teamers.
Sure.
Okay, that's 24 players. So we're going to do this for 5 weeks. I'm going to give you two offensive players, two defensive players each week, and I'm going to mix in the special teamers at some point in time. I'm going to give you a name. All I want you to do is give me their number in the college that they went to.
Say what?
Okay. That's it. That's all we got to do.
That's okay. It.
That's it.
Okay.
Now, this is your starting offense and defense. The players that you know like they're your own children.
Sure. That's not necessarily true.
Okay, well, let me go. The first one, you know me. I start out easy. Okay, so I'm going to say the full name, and then it's going to be Dog or Bo. whichever one says it.
And then we're giving you his jersey number and the college you went for?
That is correct. Are you ready? First one's easy, so be prepared. Tom Brady.
Bo.
I said I have to. You don't listen to the rules. I said I have to finish the name. And then, so, dog?
Michigan 10.
That is incorrect.
Michigan 12.
Michigan 12 is correct.
His jersey number.
His jersey number.
Today.
Yeah.
To date.
You said college and number.
No.
I mean, he's
I'm not doing jersey college numbers. I don't. You're not doing
I understand.
That.
Well, I meant pro.
Yeah, he meant
no,
pro.
No, you didn't.
Okay, we'll wash that one. We'll both
no,
get one.
No, that's point 0.5 each.
Point 0.5
each.
Point 0.5
Frick
each.
No.
That could be a good
Frick
tiebreaker.
No.
Yeah, point.
Smelly eggs. That's what that is.
Point 0.5 each. All right, now it gets a little tougher. All right.
Whatever.
Alex Kappa.
I'm not going to get his call.
Dog.
Okay.
It's a D3 school.
That is correct.
And it was it starts with a T.
No.
I have no clue.
It has a profound T.
His number is
65. 65 is correct.
So that that's at least half a point.
That's 0.5.
But his he went to Addis College or something? I don't know.
All right.
It's a D3
He went
school.
To Humboldt State.
Humboldt.
Mm. All right.
Where's Humboldt State, California?
Yes.
Mm.
Now we jump over to defense. JPP.
Bo. Dog.
Okay, Bo got this one.
College was at USF.
Mm-hmm.
His number is 90.
That is correct.
You better know that.
A full point.
It's right in front of you.
I know. I wanted to say 97.
It's right in front
reason.
Of you. I wanted to give away.
He reminds me of like a Simeon Rice type. So that's why I wanted to say 97.
Now it gets a little tougher for the last one. Jordan Whitehead.
Dog, his number is 33.
That is correct.
And he went to Jordan Whitehead. Went to, I want to say Kentucky, but I'm going to say it's another blue team like that. Maybe Jordan Whitehead.
TCU.
Pittsburgh or Duke?
Which one would you like to go with?
Pittsburgh.
That is correct. A full point. So at the end of week one, dog, 2 full points. Bo. 1.5.
How? Where's the other 0.5?
He got a 0.5.
He only did 4.
On the Tom Brady.
That's 4 points. 2 plus 1 is 3 plus 2 halves is 4.
Okay. What? Yeah, man. Shit.
All right. So if you guys look at the screen, we can go through this trivia together real quick. Let's have some more fun and then talk about a couple more things to get out of here. What was the name of this hockey player turned golfer by Adam Sandler?
Happy Gilmore.
Okay, you did not say your name first.
Dog, Bo, Happy
Bo,
Gilmore.
Bo, Happy Gilmore.
Sandy Koufax.
He was right. Sandy Koufax. And
who was this coach of the Mighty Ducks?
Oh, dog.
Okay.
Gordon Bombay.
Correct. What's the name of this Sandlot character?
Bo. No, it's gotta give me the other options.
What do you mean?
That's only showing me 2 answers.
That's okay.
Well, that means there's only 2 answers.
No.
It was the guy that says, "You're killing me, Smalls."
And you play baseball like a girl.
Huh?
Eat that like a girl.
Yeah, I think he said that too. Houston, we could have a problem.
We froze up. Bo froze up.
Nope.
No?
He froze up.
All right. Well, that one's done. We'll do that one next week.
Okay.
So.
Mike Tyson.
It's Roy Saturday.
Jr.
What time?
Have you been watching the Tyson and Jones Jr. countdown, like all the episodes? I think they did like 12 of these things.
I've seen a few, yeah.
I have not.
It really doesn't look like Tyson's lost a lot here.
Someone lost said, a lot what? Some like, people, oh, like a lot it, of stuff?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Some
no.
people are saying
well, that's
that,
what he is.
Don't be surprised if, you know.
Oh, Jones, dude, I've seen him fight, and he's no joke, but.
He's 5 years younger.
Bro.
He hasn't stopped training.
5 years don't mean nothing.
He hasn't stopped training.
Yeah.
Mike stops. Mike.
Yeah, but Mike's been training for the past, what, 12 months almost?
Well, you remember this fight was supposed to happen a few months ago?
It was supposed to happen in September.
You want to know why it got pushed back?
COVID.
No, because Mike wasn't ready.
Huh. You tell Mike that.
That's what I heard on the
Dan
Patrick show.
Have you seen this clown that was a YouTube sensation, like calling out Floyd Mayweather? This guy's a clown, bro. What are some of those YouTube stuff? What's this guy's name?
Yucko the clown.
No, some little blonde kid or something like that. Calling out Floyd Mayweather.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Oh, you're talking about
that kid.
He's a boxer. He did a couple.
Well, he's not really a boxer.
Well,
he was a YouTube sensation that started working out and working in the gym, and now he thinks he can beat everybody up.
Logan Paul, Aaron
Logan
Paul.
Logan
freaking Ron Paul.
Yeah. Guy's terrible, man. Terrible.
He'll get arrested soon.
I'd like to see Floyd Mayweather.
He did get arrested. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, wait. This is back up. We can run through this real quick. Sandlot character.
Bo.
You, okay. I mean, you.
What you got?
That's Smalls.
No.
That's not Smalls.
Go for it.
Peter Pork?
No,
it's Hamilton Ham.
It's Ham.
Yeah, it's the Ham Bone. That's Ham
what
Bone.
What was the name of the star in the canine?
Bo.
Air Bud.
Buddy.
Buddy? That's correct. Okay. No. Who was the Mighty Ducks goalie in the first Mighty Ducks?
Bo. Goldberg.
God, he's killing you, dog. What character was this star of the Rookie of the Year?
Bo.
Rowan Gardner. Who was this bad guy golfer in Happy Gilmore?
Bo.
Shooter.
Dog.
And who was the better goalie that showed up in D2?
Bo.
Dog.
Julie the Cat Gaffney.
Julie the Cat. And
who? Dog.
Okay.
Billy Madison.
You know this is one of my favorite movies.
I know.
Your boy.
My boy.
Who was the quarterback
Dog.
Replacements? Okay.
He didn't finish the question, Bo.
Yes, he did.
Shane Falco.
I said Shane Flacco.
I would.
Flacco.
What was the name of the sports agent?
Jerry. Bo.
Rico.
Coolant Brown.
Senka Coffee. What's the name of the space agent? Okay.
Bill Murray.
Airman. Bo.
Okay, you guys are terrible.
Rudy Rudiger. Bo.
Dog.
Doors. Dottie.
You guys are terrible.
Doors.
You know, it would be a lot more fun if we had that on video.
So we were like 8 or 9. We weren't, you know, you were actually like teenagers watching these movies in the movie theater.
Did you bring the camera? Are we hooking this camera up?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, we've talked Tyson, we've talked Bucks, we've talked Lightning. By the way, I think I was just sitting here reading in the break that I think the next person to go on the Lightning is is Tyler Johnson.
Where's he going?
I don't know, but they're saying he's the next on the chopping block.
What's the schedule like?
I think he's got a lot of cap money.
You think what?
Where's the 2021 season? Is there anything on that?
I think it's after the New Year's, right?
No, they start up in December, I think, actually.
Preseason?
Yeah. You won't even show. There's nothing listed yet.
Great.
All right. So we got to call Neek?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Come back with Neek. All right, and we're back. Third, final segment of today's show. I believe we got Neek on the line.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on? Seahawks finest, beer in hand, ready to talk some football.
No.
Okay, perfect.
Of course.
Man, did you watch last week's game?
It was a great game. I definitely watched it. Went with my buddies, Derek Bowen. Bowen's all you know about. You know Derek. He was out here as well.
Oh.
Met up with him at this local bar, and he caught the game. It's very exciting.
Well,
it was a great game.
I got to tell you, Dog kind of called you out a little bit and said that you were watching highlights. You were watching film to see how the game went because you couldn't watch it live.
So are you lying to us?
No. I said he was watching film when I called him the other day.
I mean, because I'm just saying, when Bucks are on TV, like, I can't come up with anything more important. Like, there's nothing, literally, that's on my list of
importance. He was watching film on the game?
No, I called him, like, on a Wednesday night last week, and I was like, yo, what are you doing, man? He's like, just watching film. And I was like,
Just watching film.
Watching film. I was like, I thought I was the only one that did that.
It wasn't in lieu of the game. It was after the game or before the game. I don't remember what that Sean called me. When I'm not watching the team play live, I gotta study my team.
Why do you gotta treat people like that, dog?
No, it was on a Wednesday. Obviously, football is not on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
Coach Carroll expects me to give him a feedback on a weekly basis, and I can't let him down.
Coach Carroll, you mean?
Yeah, that's what he said. Coach Carroll's right there.
Oh,
right?
I didn't hear Carroll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said Coach Carroll. What do you think I said?
I don't know. Who you got a tough team this week? I guess you're flying over to Philly. Good luck with that.
Let's talk about that. I can't recall. I mean, I'm 30 years old. I can't remember the last time they beat us. Not Sammy Hubby. Just saying, I can't remember. I mean, I actually went to Philly last year. I was in the stand, probably about 5 yards back from the Seahawks sideline.
Taking your life in your own hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are crazy.
Yeah, so I watched that game last year. Was going to go this year because my brother, he actually lives up in Jersey, so we were going to go this year. But unfortunately, due to COVID, they're not allowing me to stand.
All stadiums now? Are all stadiums at 20% now?
No. There's a lot of stadiums that aren't even allowing fans.
I mean, because when you watch a Dallas game, it looks like a hell of a lot more than 20%.
Right.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So neat. Yeah. So obviously, you know, the Bucks lost last night. We didn't help you guys out one bit for that division.
Yeah, so we need you to help us out and lose.
So
we got you.
We want to know, you know, how's the division shaping out and how do you feel about it, and you know, give us your input on them Seahawks.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, we see how the division sits right now. I mean, we're in second place, but I'd say it's a comfortable second place. It's not like we're losing. We just have a tied record to a team that may have came out victorious in our last battle. Okay. But that's not to say that we're afraid of them. I'm looking forward to playing them again. And other than the Rams and the Niners, which I think is going to be our two toughest opponents for the rest of the season. Because you know NFC division games.
You're looking past Arizona.
Yeah, they.
That's what we just beat on Thursday.
Yeah, but they already beat you guys.
Who?
Arizona.
We just beat Arizona for the second time. We're not playing anymore.
Yeah, but you might have to play them again.
When? When they make it to the playoffs?
There's no telling.
Could be.
They're gonna go. For damn right, they're gonna go. Right now, there's three teams from the NFC West that are locked into the playoffs. If they were into that, you know what I mean. So it's the toughest division out there, NFC West. But
I mean, it looks like the Rams are late. Yeah, they finish with 49ers, Cardinals, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks, Cardinals.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we got we're 10 games in. We got 6 left. 2 of the games are Niners, Rams, and then also got the Washington football team, the Eagles, who's the other team?
You got Eagles, Giants, Jets, Washington, Rams, Giants, and Niners. Yeah. Yeah, Jets will be a tough one for you guys, too.
Might, man.
What do you think? Do you think they're going undefeated? I mean, are they going to add to the 5 teams that have made it 0-16 so far?
Undefeated mean unwinnable?
No, defeated.
Oh, 5 defeat.
Yeah.
They might, you know what I'm saying? They might be trying to out. I'm going to say they might be trying to dive for your boy Trevor Lawrence, but they can still win a game and still be the worst team in the league right now, so I don't know.
They got Dolphins, Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns, Patriots. That's not exactly an easy schedule.
Yeah, I don't see them winning a game.
I don't see them winning a game, man. Browns, maybe.
Yeah.
Patriots, possibly. Yeah. Oh, it's brutal.
But, yeah, they're definitely not going to do anything with us, so, I mean – I don't know if you all watched last week's game on Thursday, but it was looking very promising for the Seahawks to get back to the way they were.
It was impressive.
It was a good football game. The refs did a great job.
Yeah, our defense is stepping up. I think the Cardinals have one of the toughest running games in the league, and we held them down to, like, I think, like 70-something yards maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we held DeAndre Hopkins down to 51 yards. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Kyler Murray only had, 15 rushing yards? So,
Who were the losses to?
Eight.
The losses were the Cardinals. Oh, Bills and Rams.
Yeah, we lost to the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Bills today.
Yeah, so we have something in common. We both lost to the Rams.
Sure. Which is, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you have to always do something together. You know, that's what twins do.
Bills, that wasn't bad.
So you guys did that for appreciated, but normally I would have hoped my twin would have beat up the guy that beat me.
I'm saying, man, we let it down last night.
I'm looking at, I mean, you guys one-pointed Vikings. 1 point win over the Vikings.
But not only that, I made 3 parlays this weekend. Both of them shit the bed early in the week. You guys were my last chance. And
blew your parlays.
Blew my parlay. Came down to the Bucks.
That's why I don't bet the Bucks. I can't bet the Bucks anymore because that makes it that much worse.
Yeah.
Well, either way, thanks for letting us know about this, y'all. Man, we just want to check in, do a quick 5-10-minute call with you. We also want to wish you happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being part of the show.
Happy early birthday.
Salute your service, sir.
Thank you for playing the contest too on Instagram.
Actually, well, wait a minute. Let's just call Neek next Tuesday and let's just see how the Seahawks did, because I'd like to really be able to say something negative like we had to deal with the Bucks.
I'm always ready. So I don't know if Bowen Dahl told you, but my brother is actually a Niner fan. So next time we play, if we can get that set up, you know, I'm sure he might.
Yeah, we
just have to let him know.
Oh, that's a
lot. Yeah, you got to let him know in advance
because
you've got a house full of kids. So
we'll have to put something up for that one. That'll be fun.
If we have enough minutes. So
yeah.
All right, Neek, again, man, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to y'all. Go Hawks, go Bucks, you know what I'm saying? We got this.
Yes, sir. Stay safe, brother.
See you in the playoffs.
See you guys later.
See you. All right, gentlemen.
Am I counting that egg too quick by saying see you in the playoffs?
No, No, we're making it to the playoffs, man. I mean, the right teams needed to lose yesterday. Even Green Bay lost yesterday. So, I mean, we're getting there Sunday, excuse me. We're getting there. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got.
And Bo told us it's a work in progress.
And you know what? I don't predict a future, but watch us come out and we beat Patrick Mahomes.
That's why I did the reverse pick.
I'd
rather lose that game in that matchup that whole week, lose every game.
So then when the Bucks win next week, you can be like, oh yeah, I took one for the team.
Yeah, okay. No, we're not going to say that.
Understand, if the Bucks win, I vote right now, he gets negative 2 points.
Me, you, Lex, and everyone who's tuned in can hold this over your head that you chose the Chiefs over the
last
Bucks.
Chance right
I chose
now.
To see who wins. It's to who's going to win the game, right?
Last chance right now.
Right
do
now,
you want to retract
why?
Your pick?
It doesn't take anything away from my fandom.
I'm just...
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It really does.
Because you guys say so. When's the last time you've been to the game?
A true fan, even if he knows his team, quarterback's out, running back's out, receivers are out, you're going to lose, you still pick your team to win.
No, actually, yeah. I mean...
Say what you want, man.
Serious right now.
Because.
Whatever.
It's to win.
I'm.
It's a competition. I need a win.
You're sound like a Steeler.
Well, we need a bigger win this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's go, Tommy. Tommy right. Guns, get it together.
Once again, fan contest. The page is up on the website, takeitlikeafan.com. Go there, fill that out. You need to also what?
Go on IG, check out the few last couple posts that we post, repost them.
Like them.
Like them, share them.
Do something on Twitter, too, because Bo feels sad.
What do you mean?
Because dog's getting all the activity.
That's what it is.
Oh, it is what it is.
I can't control what people do. Just like I can't control my football team.
Gas it up. Make it good. We got these 3 awesome helmets signed by Devin White, Shaq Barrett, and JPP. Gold glove signed by Kevin Kiermaier. Puck and stick signed by Kucherov. I mean, all giveaways. We're going to be starting what, next week?
Yeah, next week. Starting 2 fans per week. Get them all away before the Christmas holiday. So. Get yourself a nice treat. Call us at.
You can always call us at studio line 1-844-542-411 or text us at 727-388-1644.
I like it. All right. Good luck to who are you picking real quick, Tyson or?
I'm going with Mike.
Or Jones, excuse me. Going Mike?
Yeah, I got to go with Mike.
Iron Mike?
Iron Mike.
All right, I'll go off the cuff then and go with Roy Jones.
You can't do that, man. You can't pick him. That's crazy.
Why? I've played basketball with Roy Jones, so me and him got this thing. It's a Bond
thing.
That's
Roy Jones Jr., though.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. He played b-ball up in Jacksonville. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
That's it.
Dog?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm already looking at my fantasy team. I'm ticked.
How bad is it? Is it real that bad?
No, it's not bad. I'm still in second in both all three of my leagues.
Out of how many?
He's in second in our league, but he's not making the playoffs.
Yes, I am. There's two divisions in that one.
But it's the best records.
No, it's out of your divisions. And the other ones that I'm second in both of them, but I'm just
looking rough right now.
Well, no, I'm tied, and I should have won, man. I just
start Winston next week.
No. No.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great night. Good holiday.
See you.